What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And the corporate media is still pounding this issue of Russia's meddling in our elections. And again, they don't have any proof of it. It's pure propaganda. Just repeat, 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 repeat until people believe it just because they've heard it so much. Classic propaganda tactic. Meanwhile, as we mentioned last week, Noam Chomsky in a recent TV interview was saying Israeli intervention in U.S. elections completely overwhelms anything Russia might have done. But nobody talks about that. Oh. Now, another thing that the corporate media is silent on is how the U.S. meddles in other elections in other countries. And they do it all the time. There have been election rigging in other countries, at least going back to the end of World War II. But that's okay. We're the good guys. We're allowed to meddle in other countries' elections because we're exceptional here. Okay, Israel has launched military exercises in the Golan Heights. It's a one-week exercise, and Israel is saying basically it's part of an annual training plan that aims to maintain readiness of our forces. So Israel is apparently still very nervous that Syria might decide they want that place back here. Meanwhile, the Syrians accuse Israel of assassinating a top missile scientist in Hama province. And again, the U.S. corporate media is claiming this guy was involved in Syria's chemical weapons program, which Syria doesn't have one. But every opportunity, the guy was a scientist. Oh, he had to be working on the chemical weapons. He was a missile scientist. It doesn't matter. We tell the American people he's working on chemical weapons here. Now, for some reason, Saudi Arabia has gotten very upset with Canada. Apparently, this has to do with the arrest and detention in Saudi Arabia of a Canadian activist, a women's rights activist. And Canada basically just called up real nicely and said, we'd like to have her back. And Saudi Arabia cut diplomatic and trade ties with Canada, claiming blatant interference. Now, if this story is accurate about the proximate cause of this, I'd say that's a little bit of an overreaction. All right, let's take a phone call here. Rick in Winnipeg, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I was just wondering, I might have missed your show if you commented on Alex Jones being kicked off YouTube.
Well, we had some callers who called in on it, and I'm going to be doing a lot about that a little bit further in the show, probably about hour three.
Okay, because it just makes you wonder if he is, then what's next?
They're going to come after all of us, one by one. They're going to pick us off one by one because they can't allow freedom of speech or the free exchange of ideas in this country. We're descending into dictatorship.
Right. Okay, I'll listen later then. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Joe in Glendale. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Before I ask my question, I just have a plea for mercy to Mateus in Canada. Mateus, please, no more jokes. For the sake of my health, for the sake of humanity, no more jokes. It's gotten so bad, I'm wishing that the pharmaceuticals would come out with a pill that I could take to immunize myself from the punchlines.
Okay. Well, what's your question?
I have a question I want to ask you, and I'd like, if she's listening, Layla from Canada, if she can weigh in on this as well. We've heard over the past decades about the Arab Street, and their reaction to certain events, either in Israel or elsewhere in the Middle East. My question is, what's happened to the Arab Street in light of all of the massacres that have taken place in Gaza? I've seen nothing. No reaction at all from, especially a place like Jordan that has so many Palestinians living there, or in Riyadh, or Baghdad, or elsewhere in the Gulf, or in Cairo. What's happening, Mike? Is it because the average Arab could care less about the Palestinians, or is it because the security services in these countries have such a tight lid on the population that they can't go out and demonstrate against what Israel is doing to the Palestinians?
I imagine it's a combination of that and a combination of the fact that just like they've done in this country, Israel has compromised the governments in a lot of the other nations in the Mideast area, coupled with the fact that if they're our American corporate media hasn't been reporting on any of the atrocities anyway. Why would they report on any protests that were staged because of the atrocities? Everything you've probably heard about this is mostly on the independent media. I know the corporate media was pushing the storyline about burning kites and burning balloons on how poor Israel was defending itself, but it could simply be a case of a media blackout at this end of the pipeline.
Yes, but does this prove this lack of reaction from the Arab street to what's happening to the Palestinians? Does this prove that the Arab Spring was just a manufactured creation of the Western security services, that it wasn't this organic protest?
Well, we've known that all along. The Arab Spring was basically a tool to regime change countries. They tried it in Iran in 2009. It fell flat on its face. And they may be getting ready to try and do it again because there do seem to be some foreign state actors in Iran trying to stir up trouble.
Two more items, Mike. Mike, first, Nicaragua. Another reason why Nicaragua is in the sights of the U.S. is because Nicaragua was one of six countries to recognize Abkhazia and South Ossetia's independence and the accession of Crimea to Russia. So that's another thing that's working against Nicaragua.
Yep, could very well be.
And then last item, these guys in the IDF. The IDF has this image. Oh, this. They're such a strong military. They're a bunch of pussies, excuse my French, okay? The only people that they can fight are rock-throwing youths, Palestinian grandmothers, unarmed protesters in Gaza, and human rights activists on these flotillas. Put them up against Hezbollah, put them up against Iran, they'll get the crap kicked out of them. And it's been proven. They got beat in 2006 by Hezbollah. The only foes that they can oppose are Palestinian grandmothers and human rights activists, unarmed. That's it.
Well, that's why Israel wants the Americans to go up against Hezbollah and Iran.
Exactly. Well, Mike, as the famous Francis from North Carolina says, I'm out of here. Later.
All right, we'll see you later here. And, you know, when you look at how ineffective a fighting force the Israelis are against a peer, it kind of underscores that all of the money that the U.S. taxpayers have been forced to give them for all those weapons was kind of a waste. All they, as this caller said, Israel's really good at fighting helpless enemies, just like the U.S. has been doing in Afghanistan and thought they were doing in Syria. Boy, did they get a wake-up call there here. Against a peer, I don't know. All right, another phone call. That was the last phone call. The lines are empty. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. Now, here's an interesting development. Remember when Rex Tillerson got fired and a lot of people were trying to figure out just why? What had gone wrong somewhere? And it was during that whole Sergei Skripal poisoning, Russia did it, Russia did it, Russia did it, that Tillerson basically came on out highly critical of Russia. And a lot of people were saying that's why he was fired. We were still trying to make nice with Russia at that time. No, we weren't, but that was the cover story. But it turns out what happened is that Saudi Arabia wanted to invade Qatar last summer, and basically Tillerson worked to stop it, and Saudi Arabia along with the United Arab Emirates wanted to go into Qatar, and Tillerson attempted to mediate to end their blockade of Qatar. And so it's thought that that was the real reason he was being fired. He was actually trying to bring peace to the region. over in Hodeida, heavy fighting has resumed. Over 80 people have been killed in the last 2 days. And Hodeida, of course, is that last Houthi-controlled port in Yemen and the lone source for aid for the entire northern half of the country. Now, there was this plan to turn the control of the port over to the United Nations, but that seems to have stalled for some reason. And we do know that a lot of the Saudi-aligned Yemenites don't want that to go through. Now, remember, all of this is about regime change. Several years ago, the United States had a successful regime change in Yemen. They brought down the legitimate government. They installed a junta. And the people of Yemen decided they didn't want to live under a foreign puppet rule. So they basically kicked out the installed government. And that's when the U.S. got Saudi Arabia to go back in and say, you will love your puppet rulers, or bad things will happen. And unfortunately, bad things are happening. So apparently Saudi warplanes stuck a crowded Hodeida fish market. And they hit it when there was a crowd of people packed in to purchase one of Yemen's only abundant domestic sources of food. They can still fish off their course, their coastline. And again, bombing of civilians, bombing of food sources, these are war crimes. Now, it looked like everything was going good between the two Koreas, and then all of a sudden, we're starting to get this fan up of propaganda that North Korea is in violation of the Trump agreement. And a lot of this goes back to a report coming out of the UN, which in turn is coming out of the United States, which is now accusing North Korea for violating the UN sanctions concerning their nuclear testing and missile development programs. Now, the accusations come from this six-month report released last week by the UN, which claims Pyongyang is violating restrictions on both of these programs, according to new intelligence gathered. And we know that intelligence can be faked. Remember how they did that in Iraq. And Korea is also being accused of violating economic sanctions through a massive increase in illicit ship-to-ship transfers of petroleum products, as well as through transfers of coal at sea during 2018. The Security Council also claimed the DPRK was assisting the government of Syria with weapons, as well as attempting to sell arms to the Ansarullah movement in Yemen. Well, they basically just covered the whole affair with that one claim, and frankly, dragging Yemen into it, I think for me that was the shark. We know we get lied into these wars. Now, I'm sure that Trump really meant well, and he wanted to be seen as a statesman trying for peace, but there are a lot of people who still want war with Korea. Now, North Korea has come on back and said, you know, look, we dismantled the missile testing stand. We're not building anything new, either missile or nuclear. It's time for the United States to make a gesture in good faith. And the one they're asking for right now is an official end to the Korean War to replace the current armistice. And I can't imagine why the United States would hesitate. It's not going to cost them anything to sign a paper and say the war is now officially over. Now, China has rejected the U.S. demand to cut oil imports from Iran. And this is starting to crop up in other countries. India looks like they're still going to buy oil from Iran. And the Trump administration is out there saying it wants to cut Iranian oil exports to zero by November 4th, but most analysts are saying that's likely not going to happen. There are too many people who need that oil. There are too many countries who are just getting sick and tired of the fact that the U.S. is just sanctioning everybody in an attempt to throw their weight around. That's how it's being perceived around the world. Do what the U.S. says or you'll be sanctioned. And ultimately, what's going to happen? The U.S. is isolating itself economically and politically from the rest of the world. The global economy is already starting to reshape and reform into a new global economy that will have a big dark hole in the middle where the U.S. used to be. That's what's going to happen. Whether it's BRICS, the Shanghai Cooperative Organization, the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, they're setting up all these parallel banking monetary transfer systems that don't go through the United States. Okay, a lot of people are very surprised when Donald Trump is endorsing Kris Kobach for Kansas governor. And, of course, Trump had tapped Kobach to head up his now shut down voter fraud commission, which I still don't agree that Trump should have done that. Department of Homeland Security doesn't seem to really be looking at the issue of election fraud beyond the issue of whether those electronic voting machines and tabulating machines are secure. Apparently, Department of Homeland Security is not looking at the issue of illegal immigrant voting or ballot tampering. Remember when the commission was actually up and running, they were getting this huge pushback from the state election commissions, which basically telegraphed, there is a major problem. Don't you dare come in and look to see if our elections are honest. Now, we're getting a report that Trump is about to override Rosenstein and declassify the remaining Department of Justice FISA documents. So we are going to get to see what's underneath those black marks, and reports are underneath the black marks is extremely embarrassing to the FBI. Poor FBI. Let's all feel bad for them. Okay, now, Trump's attorneys are questioning whether or not Robert Mueller's special counsel is even legal. And they took the case first to two Obama-appointed judges who basically sat on their hands and did nothing. Now they've got it before a Trump-appointed judge. And here is the issue. The current law for a special counsel requires a crime to be committed. But there was no crime named in Rod Rosenstein's order to set up the Mueller special counsel. Special counsels are supposed to be set up to look for a specific crime that has to be in the document. I'm setting up a special counsel who will look into whatever the crime is. Rosenstein didn't do that. Rosenstein also violated the special counsel law because a special counsel is usually appointed only after a regular Department of Justice investigation reveals that a crime may have been committed. And that's when the special counsel is thrown on it. Rosenstein just blew this. The special counsel's office is completely illegal. So we'll see what happens in the court case here. Getting back to vote fraud, even Peter Fonda is out there saying, yeah, it's okay. Peter Fonda literally came on out and said, just steal their ballots and do it for them. How can liberals get millennials to vote for Democrats in 2018? And he basically said, if you have a millennial in your family, take their early ballots, fill them out and mail them in, or take the ballot to the voting place and give it to the officials. No more worrying. They're not even trying to hide the fact that they're going to steal this election. It's just right out in the open. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials and we'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say. prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And last week, the New York Times got itself in a little bit of a controversy by hiring Sarah Jiang. And she has this long history of Twitter posts that are clearly sexist, racist, male bashing, just very offensive stuff. And the New York Times tried to explain it all away by saying, well, she was bullied by trolls online, and that's why she is the way that she is. And nobody's buying that. Even Tucker Carlson was out there saying that the New York Times defense of what he calls an angry bigot, Sarah Jiang, is just ugly and awful. And Carlson pointed out how the New York Times statement tried to portray Jiang as the victim. Oh, she was bullied, so we have to be understanding about this. Now, most people have rejected the tweets of Sarah Jiang and her obvious bias. There are a few exceptions, such as right here in Hawaii, where our Senator Brian Schatz is supporting her. And this was being reported out of the Gateway Pundit. And Brian Schatz actually lives somewhere right around us, and I know that because back in 2016 on Halloween, he came to our door with his kids. trick-or-treating, and I was wearing my Hillary for Prison t-shirt, and I guess he spotted the word Hillary because he came running up the front walk saying, "Hi, I'm Brian Chats," and then he got close enough to see what the shirt really said, and he just turned an about face and just walked away as fast as he could with his family. So my one meeting with Brian Chats here. Now, it turns out that along with all of her male bashing and other inflammatory tweets, Sarah Jiang also trashed the New York Times. So is the New York Times going to say they were bullying Sarah Jiang too, and therefore it's understandable? But it kind of makes you wonder what they were thinking to hire this person. Now, Candace Owens decided to illustrate just how serious this was. And by the way, Twitter left those Sarah Jiang tweets up. They've been deleted now, but they were left up for weeks on end. So Candace Owens basically retweeted them, but changed the word white to black or to Hispanic or to Jewish to illustrate that this is really serious. And Twitter immediately suspended her. So in Twitter's view, it's okay to be out there posting blatantly anti-white sentiments, but not okay to be saying the same thing about blacks or Jews. And I find that very alarming that this anti-white racism is becoming acceptable and normalized. Are we headed into the same path as South Africa and Zimbabwe? Now, apparently this morning, Candace Owens and Charlie Kirk were having breakfast at a restaurant, and some Antifa activists came on in and attacked them, threw food at them, dumped water on Charlie's head. Now, Antifa is this all-white fascist organization, and it's getting violent. So it's like we're getting into the civil rights crisis all over again, only in reverse here. And just to show how hysterical things are going, apparently Tucker Carlson was going to interview Kathy Aru, who is a political columnist and a feminist, and basically her point was masculinity is toxic. And that men are responsible for committing all the crimes in society that women can do no wrong. Obviously, she's never heard of Katie Bender or the Manson girls. So apparently, originally, Tucker Carlson was supposed to have Kutztown University professor Colleen Clemens on, but she canceled, saying she feared for her safety. And she was replaced by Aru, who basically said men are the worst things since the Holocaust. This is what passes for discourse on corporate media. This is like the 1990s male bash on steroids. Now, FBI records are showing that the author of the Russian dossier, Christopher Steele, was actually deemed not suitable for use as a source because he disclosed his relationship with the FBI to a third party, and so he was cut off as a confidential human source. However, there were at least 11 FBI payments made to Steele in 2016. So once again, this is tracking back to the FBI being behind all of this thing. Was this Peter Strzok's brainchild? All right, we're going to take another break here for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, over the weekend, there was a lot of violence in the streets of the United States. Apparently at the Rhode Island State House on Saturday, there was a conservative group calling themselves the Resist Marxism, and they organized the Providence Freedom Rally. So far, so good. The pro-freedom group was met by hundreds of violent far-left Antifa terrorists who were claiming that the Providence Freedom Rally was a Nazi event, and the Antifa terrorists basically beat heads, damaged sound equipment, tore up the tents, and succeeded in shutting down the Freedom Rally. So there were incidents like this in 3 major cities, Portland, Providence, and Berkeley. And Antifa basically cracked skulls and beat protesters. In Portland, Oregon, they beat up a grandmother. The corporate media has not reported on this hardly at all, with one exception. CBS reported on the story and tried to spin it that the violence was started by the Trump supporters, which is a replay of what we were seeing back leading up to the election in 2016, when there were violent confrontations. Oh, it's always the Trump supporters. It's the Trump supporters who do it. No, it's Antifa. And like I said, Project Veritas got a videotape of Antifa literally training their people how to inflict maximum damage on their victims. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the economy. And there's a strategist, Bill Blaine. He's over at the Mint Partners. And he's saying basically 10 years after the 2008 financial crisis, very little has been fixed. In fact, if anything, we've had more deregulation. And he says the next bubble is about to burst. And this time the bond markets will trigger the mayhem rather than the mortgage-backed securities. Now, along with everything else that they're dealing with, apparently older Americans are seeing a spike in the number of personal bankruptcies they're having to endure because pensions are defunded, pension payments are now legally being reduced. Meanwhile, of course, rents, cost of food are going up. And driving the surge is basically a three-decade shift of financial risk from government and employers to individuals who are bearing an ever greater responsibility for their own financial well-being as the social safety net shrinks. But those refugees and illegal immigrants are getting all kinds of goodies. Remember that former member of the House of Representatives was out there saying, we have to pay those families sneaking across our border for all they've had to go through to reach this country. We've got to give them payments. How about payments for our elderly Americans who've lived here all their lives? They've worked into the system. They've paid into the system. Now the system is failing them. You know, one of the slogans that Trump campaigned on was putting America first, which was denounced as racist. But we do need to put America first. Because right now, in so many ways, Americans are being put dead last behind the illegal immigrants, the refugees, the LGBTQ. We're being left behind in the dust from all this craziness that's going on. This year, the U.S. government will have to pay $500 billion just to service its debt. And the debt is unpayable. Basically, they're paying the interest only. And the people who set up the Federal Reserve a little more than 100 years ago knew this would be the eventual outcome. But they didn't care. They wanted lives of wealth, luxury, and privilege, and they got them, and they went to their graves happy. Now, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is saying that the U.S. will enforce sanctions against Iran. And he's out there with these very bizarre statements saying that increasing pressure on Tehran was meant to push back against Iranian malign activity. Well, the only thing that's malign about Iran's activity is they want to run their own country their own way. And Mike Pompeo made a reference to the fact that Iranians are in the streets, unhappy with the economy. And he says it's got nothing to do with the U.S. You know, they're unhappy with their leadership because their leadership created this mess. No, Iran's leadership did not create the mess. There was an Iranian deal. Everybody was happy with it. Trump pulls out of it, throws on the sanctions. And once again, we get nothing but lies about what's really going on. Now, Iran is easing currency exchange regulations. And obviously, the sanctions went into effect today. And Iranians are basically trying to get into gold as quickly as they can. Meanwhile, Iran has arrested their central bank's top foreign exchange official. They're not saying exactly why, but he was arrested along with several other unnamed individuals, including a government clerk and four currency brokers. Looks like they may have been doing something a little underhanded there. Now, over at the Washington Post, they, like Mike Pompeo, are dropping the blame for Trump's unilateral sanctions on Iran. It's all Iran's fault. If you would just do what we tell you to do, we wouldn't have to sanction you. and we're allowed to sanction you. We're the good guys. We're policing the world here. And so, so Iran is making whatever preparations they can, and they are getting some help. Remember, China's going to go on buying Iranian oil. It looks like India might. Germany issued a statement today saying that the EU are going to take steps to protect their legitimate business with Iran. So they're not going along with this either. And I think the United States would be very, very reckless throwing more sanctions onto Europe. That's not going to make the situation better. It's going to make it worse. Now, because of the impending sanctions, a lot of foreign car makers are leaving Iran, led by Peugeot and Renault, and they're leaving the market, causing a shortage of parts. Here's where it gets interesting. China is going to step in. And so they're going to be manufacturing cars in Iran. So, now, the United States government has come out with a new legislation called NOPEC, which stands for No Oil Producing and Exporting Cartels Act. And basically, it legalizes the U.S. government to sue OPEC and OPEC plus countries like Russia because of their coordinated efforts to control oil prices. They're treating it like a cartel. International lawsuits are, of course, unenforceable. But what the United States could do is use a court decision as justification for more sanctions. This is going to blow up on our face. This sanctioning everybody on the planet is going to blow up on our face. The rest of the world is just going to say, we're not going to do business with the United States anymore. You don't have anything we want. We don't want your GMO agriculture. We'll start learning how to make our own jet planes and computers. And, well, the computers are coming from Asia anyway. They're just going to drop contact with the U.S. as being more trouble than it's really worth. Meanwhile, the Magnitsky trio of Senators John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and Ben Cardin are back out for war with Russia with more sanctions against them. They cannot seriously think this is going to turn out well. The United States has been at war multiple places for 18 years. Our stockpiles are drawn down. Our weapons are worn out. The new weapons coming out of the military-industrial complex are costly junk. This is insanity here. All right, let's see. Let's take some phone calls. Steve Elkins, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you said a good phrase there. You said make America great, make America first. I agree 100%, but I just want to direct your listeners to the RBN website, which there's an awesome, I won't say awesome, it's a very disturbing video of California Collapse. Actually, I think that's the title of the video. And it basically shows a 5 minutes and 33 seconds long. It's a video showing homeless camps all over California. And when I hear about all the money we're spending elsewhere and what we're spending it on and not getting our money's worth, and I see these videos, they pop up here and there. Of course, we'll never see one of these surface on the mainstream media, but just direct your listeners to that website to watch that video. It is very disturbing, and it's growing. The problem is growing.
Yes, it is. It really is. I mean, the money junkies are sucking this country dry, and they don't care what pain they're causing.
They don't seem to care about the veterans returning home from Iraq and Afghanistan. They don't care about homeless. They, I don't know. It's very disturbing to see the video. And like I said, these homeless camps are growing. When I left California, I came to California in 2007, Santa Rosa, and I didn't see much of a visual homelessness problem. Didn't see it. Before I left in 2017, it is everywhere in Santa Rosa and extending outwards. It is a serious problem. That's just Northern California, what I saw. It's really bad.
Yeah. No, I remember when I was living in Southern California, there were homeless, but it was very, very rare.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
very, very rare. And then after we had moved out here to Hawaii for a while and we went back for a wedding, and I remember just being shocked at how underneath every single freeway there were these homeless camps. And it's out of control. And, you know, they're throwing open the borders to flood this country with illegal immigrants who aren't supposed to be able to work or vote. And it's causing strain on the housing market. We don't have enough jobs for people.
Yeah.
And let alone the illegal immigrants. And it's causing
along with that sanctuary city and the sanctuary state, you've got now people displaced from the North California fires now. I mean, you're just really tossing a lot onto this whole issue. I mean, homelessness. There's thousands of people probably that are going to be losing their homes in California now from these fires
yeah.
and added to the total of the homelessness. This is going to be really bad.
It is really bad. I mean, we've got about somewhere between 8,000 and 9,000 homeless just on this island, and this is a relatively tiny rock.
That's it for me, Mike. Talk to you soon.
All right. Well, I just found the video, and I'm posting it to whatreallyhappened.com so people can look at it. But it's not just Canada. We're seeing signs of economic stagnation, deterioration all across the country. We even say it out here in Hawaii. And our nation is clearly being mismanaged. It's being sucked dry for whatever wealth is left in the pockets of the American people and basically used to go wage war on the rest of the world. And it's going to end badly. There's no way the United States can beat the entire rest of the world. All right, we're going to take another phone call. W in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike, I was just calling about the whole free speech situation with so many popular channels and people just being just completely censored off the net, and the net is like it's kind of like the whole book burning. Of course, it's digital book burning, and
yep.
I just find it pretty offensive, to be honest. It's just because they say that it's for one reason, but it's so much deeper than that. When you talk about like the subject matter that you talk about, from the GMOs to the vaccines to the wars to the money, all these different issues, but they attack people on these sort of ambiguous reasons, and it's really offensive, and it's kind of crazy. It's just really kind of scary to see it happen.
Well, you know, it's basically they're just using the phrase hate, and apparently whatreallyhappened.com is already being blocked on a lot of publicly available Wi-Fi hotspots. Apparently, they're all going to the same company for their content filtering. And this company has basically, you know, blocked sites like BuzzFeed, myself. They're really digging on in. They want to recapture control of what Americans are thinking. And again, it's a replay of what happened when Gutenberg invented movable type printing. And all of a sudden, the middle class could afford their own books and do their own learning. And they tried to stop that back then. But yeah, what's happening to Alex Jones is flat out wrong. And there may be a backlash coming, and I don't just mean in terms of the users. Okay?
We're going to
talk about that next hour.
Real quick, how difficult is it to build a search engine? I'll end with that. How difficult is it to build a search engine?
Well, we're going to different platforms. There are all these brand new startup companies, Yandex search engine, DuckDuckGo, Real Videos Online. I'm still waiting for my channel to be created so I can transfer over to that. Kim.com is coming up with a censorship-proof replacement for Twitter. And when these things come on up, people are going to go to them. Nobody likes being told what they can and cannot say or post. And again, Google and Facebook are already feeling the backlash. They're losing users. They're losing ad revenues.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay, your line is breaking up. Is there something else?
Thank you, sir.
All right, that's an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Okay, apparently over in Canada, consumers are very upset about the tariffs and the bashing of Trudeau, and they are now buying Canadian and cross-border production chains. Well, basically, they're filling up their shopping carts with Canadian products. They're boycotting the USA. And it doesn't even appear to be organized. It's just the Canadians being angry about what's going on. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Paul Craig Roberts is out with another article, Americans Live in a World of Lies. And it gets right to the heart of the propaganda we're getting regarding the economy. And he's saying a lot of the same things we've been saying here on this show for a long time. So it begins with last Friday when the Bureau of Labor Statistics announced that the unemployment rate was 3.9%. Paul Craig Roberts is asking, how can this be when the Bureau of Labor Statistics also reports that the labor force participation rate has declined for a decade throughout the length of the supposed economic recovery, and there is no upward pressure on wages from full employment? When labor is in short supply, employers have to raise wages and salaries. We're not seeing that. And he basically comes on down. He's saying full employment with no wage pressure and no rise in the labor force participation is impossible. The government is lying. Now, Wells Fargo had a little bit of a whoopsie, apparently, with some of their software. And apparently something like 600 Wells Fargo customers lost their homes to foreclosure when the software used by Wells Fargo incorrectly denied them mortgage modifications. And Wells Fargo apparently fessed up, and they've set aside $8 million to compensate customers affected by the glitch. Well, I think it should be more. I think there should be punitive damages. And it also speaks to the issue that people are creating or buying software and putting it into use without thoroughly testing it out. Now, the other day, I was commenting on how these weather apps on the cell phone aren't really very good. They very rarely know each other. And an AI. Well, as it turns out, Weather Channel's app uses Watson, which supposedly is able to learn from its own mistakes. But as time goes on, its accuracy seems to be getting worse and worse, and raises the possibility that AIs may not automatically be working toward a better understanding of the subject, but they may be getting confused and lost. And using the incredible power of their CPUs, they may be going as fast as they can in the wrong direction. So let's talk now about immigration events around the world here. Apparently, a tourist, an American tourist who went to Spain, was attacked by migrants and just says, Spain is becoming third world. And apparently, he saw a group of migrants surrounding a woman and hitting her. And he tried to intervene, and the migrants basically tried to kill him. And he says, now I have a bad image of Spain. Yeah, I could imagine so. Anyway, we got to take a break for commercials, actually for station identification. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.